Excellent. Good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in the halachos concerning the Dalet Kosos, so the Shulchan Aruch writes, this is at the end of Siman Tav Ayin Beis. Shulchan Aruch writes, Gam hanashim chayavos ba'arba kosos, u'b'chol mitzvos hanagos bos halayla. Women are also obligated in the mitzvah to drink four cups, as well as all of the other mitzvos of the night. Now, why does the Shulchan Aruch need to say that? Because remember, again, the mitzvos of tonight of Pesach are mitzvos aseh shazman grama, are time-bound mitzvos. So again, one would have thought under normal circumstances, a woman is exempt from time-bound mitzvos. So we have a limud by Pesach that is very similar to a limud that we have by Shabbos, where the Gemara discusses the idea that kol sheyeshno bebalto chal chometz, whoever essentially is bound by the prohibitions of Pesach, is obligated in the positive commandments of Pesach. So because obviously, again, women are bound by the prohibitions of Pesach, therefore by definition, they are bound by all of the mitzvos of Pesach as well, whether they be biblical or rabbinic. Therefore, Dalet Kosos, although they are rabbinic, nevertheless, women are mechuyavos to observe this halacha. And the Shulchan Aruch even goes further. He says, Tinokos sheigiu lechinuch, mitzvah litin l'chol echad koso l'fonda. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch says that, again, children who have reached the age of chinuch, who are old enough to understand the mitzvos, one should try to give each of them a cup as well. Again, lav dafka, they have to drink a lot of wine. But again, if possible, again, one should try to go ahead and give them a cup as well for the purposes of chinuch. And finally, the particular chapter, the siman ends off, mitzvah l'chalik letinokos klayos ve'egozim kedei sheyiru shinui v'yishalu. It is a mitzvah. It's actually, his lashon is very interesting over here. It is a mitzvah to go ahead and hand out klayos. Klayos is literally parched grain. Egozim are nuts to the children in order that the children will get excited. The children will see that there's something different occurring over here. And they will come to ask their questions regarding the seder, the order of the night. So, of course, a number of interesting and intriguing parts about this. First of all, clearly, again, children are much more high maintenance today than they were in the times of the Shulchan Aruch. Parched grains and nuts are not going to get you very far. But the beautiful idea the Shulchan Aruch is trying to highlight to us is, it's important to understand, don't expect your children to sit at the Seder. Meaning, don't expect them to sit unless, of course, you're ready to engage them. If you think that they're just going to be naturally or inherently interested, it's not a chisaron in present-day children. This is always the situation. Again, it's late at night, there's a lot of reading, there's a long Haggadah to go through, it's a long Seder. So children, by definition, are going to want to do something that's fun. They're drawn to fun activities. They're not drawn to sitting around the table and speaking about an event that occurred thousands of years ago. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says the responsibility rests on the parent. It is not the responsibility of the child to sit at the table, but rather, again, it is the responsibility of the parent to make the Seder exciting and engaging enough that my child desires to participate. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash, Amos Shmach, and Luzakos, says Yisrael, Beficha, Cherbalam, Tumisosh, Ne'amad, Rechavitzman, Sidko, Yagdot, Rav Yadir.